Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm the presiding minister, Angela McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, here for another afternoon of celebrating Jesus' birthday. We're marching close to that time next week. I can't believe it's already Christmas. And so we have just dedicated all the shows up to Christmas Eve to doing nothing but celebrating Christ's birth. It's such a joy that he was born. All right. Today we do have a special treat. Minister Kimberly Hovak will be back to give us a new word for the end of the year. But before we get started, let me go over some church announcements. December the 24th, which is Christmas Eve, we will be broadcasting at a regular time, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll be playing all Christmas music, so it'll be nice if you put it on the background and enjoy it with your family and friends. Y4C, which is Youth for Christ, will not be on until January 2012. Watch out for all the announcements on the social media networks. Also, our Wednesday night Bible study will be held on Blog Talk Radio, and that starts the 7th of January between 7 p.m. and 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right, and also look forward to Minister Hovak's new page at the starting in January. So I'm going to bring her on the line now, and so we can hear the wonderful word that God has given her. Okay, technical difficulties. All right, Minister Hovak.
Hello, my sister, are you there?
Yes, I am there. I just pushed.
How
along,
are you?
All glory to God for lifting me up.
He is wonderful.
He is, you know.
He is most definitely wonderful.
Isn't he? You know, I don't feel anything when I start talking about Jesus. So, you know, I just thank him for that. Well, how are you? Merry Christmas.
I am doing great. Merry Christmas to you and to all the listeners out there. This is a great time of year. Definitely one of my favorite. I love from Thanksgiving on. You know, it's a great time of year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can feel a lot of love and a joy in the world. People's dispositions change too, you know.
Yeah.
Everyone becomes kind.
It's true. It's very true. It's a very different energy at this time of the year. You know, you don't mind all of the stuff we deal with. You don't mind the crowds, the craziness, the traffic. You don't mind it. People have a very different attitude about life. We are grateful.
Amen. Amen. Well, I am excited. I listened to your show Wednesday night Tuesday night, and you were on fire. So I am really
awesome.
Actually, she's on fire. Okay, I can't wait till Saturday goes. You go. Okay? Now I'm gonna be quiet so you can go ahead and Mr. Hovak, bring the word to the people for the week.
Well, praise God. You know, I it's a little bit similar to what I talked about on Tuesday night. We really need to finish our year strong. You know, when I did the calculations, you know, we are approximately 170 hours until Christmas celebration, 340 hours left for the remainder of the year. And, you know, for some people, you look at it, it's like, oh, that's just a couple of weeks, so there's really not much there. But you know what? It is enough time to get something started. One of the things that I have learned is that, you know, in your lifetime, the difference between where you are and where you're going is nothing more than a decision.
Ooh.
That's it. Everything in our lives is controlled by the decisions that we make in our mind. It really is not anything more than a decision. So I want to start out today talking about the gift of Christ and why he really came. You know, I was doing just a little bit of study, and I started getting happy within myself. You know, and I'm going to throw some verses out there for you all to look up later because we are limited on our time. But look these verses up and understand what Jesus came to do. John 6, 47-51, it basically tells us that belief in Jesus brings us eternal life, that he is the head, the bread of life, and that if we eat of him, we will not die. My God, eternal life. I mean, can you imagine just living
yeah.
on forever and ever?
And
you're not living on with any kind of difficulty. It is with joy and celebration and gladness. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are just living on in perfect peace forever and ever, right? John
right.
3:17 talks about how the whole world is to be saved through him. No matter who you are, no matter what you've done, no matter what side of the tracks you grew up on, even if you were up underneath the tracks, he came to save you.
Absolutely.
You know, there is nothing that can stop you from the love of God. He's already done it. The only thing that can stop you if you choose to walk it away, walk away. It is a gift that is there and waiting. It's the gift that keeps on giving, I tell people.
Amen.
And it is there and just waiting for you and you and you to accept so that you might have everlasting life through him. John 12:46, it says that he came so that we would not remain in darkness. Christ tells you that he is the light, that we should walk in the light. And, you know, when you are walking in the light, you have an idea where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to trip. You don't need to fall. You don't need to slip. You don't need to have any accidents because you can see clearly. He is the light of the world. And he came so that we would not remain in darkness. That means nothing sheltered, nothing hidden, nothing covered up from us, nothing veiled. Nothing is being withheld that is going to be good for us. And the Bible says that. He is the light. He is there to bring it all to us. John 10:10, one of my favorite. He came that we might have life in abundance. And as I did study on that particular scripture, you know, it says the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And Jesus says, but I have come that you might have life and to have it more abundantly. And it says, literally in the Amplified, until it overflows. And when I began to look up the word overflowing, it said the word teeming, you know, teeming over. So if you picture a glass underneath a faucet that is on, and the water fills up the glass and just begins to come fall over the glass, that's the kind of abundance that Jesus is talking about. He came that we might have the type of abundance where we are so full that it just falls off of us and affects everything and everyone around us. That is a blessing. And when he's talking about that kind of blessing, he's not just talking about money. He is talking about total prosperity. You know, the Jews have a word called shalom. It is total peace and total prosperity. All things being well with you. That is what Jesus came for. Isn't that awesome?
I'm sitting here going, yes,
okay.
I'm so glad.
I didn't know if you were there.
I'm there. I'm just, you know, I'm in the spirit with this because you're absolutely right. I'm like, you know, we're our children of God. And Jesus
yes.
says, so just ask me what you need. What's,
yes,
talk to
me.
Talk to
total
me.
Total abundance.
Yeah. Abundance.
Total yeah. shalom. I mean, when I looked up that word, you know, sometimes you have to be reminded, and I looked up that word alone, shalom, and it says total peace. My God, peace? Mm-hmm. And Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. So it's not just any kind of peace. Can you imagine the kind of peace Jesus had when he walked the earth? He wasn't
yeah.
worried about anything.
No,
everything that he had need of. He knew that the Father would accomplish it for him. He had no qualms. That's why he had no fear of man. He was able to stand up against all of the religious zealots of his day and be a totally different person. When I talk about out-of-the-box thinking, he was the only one that was thinking the way he was thinking. Okay? Can you
yeah,
imagine?
Like yes.
He didn't have anyone that was saying, yeah, you know, I was thinking the same thing. They weren't thinking the same thing. They were in awe.
Yes.
They were in awe of the words that came out of his mouth. They followed him because they were in awe, and they knew that there was a truth to it, but it wasn't a truth that they thought of themselves. Within themselves, their spirit recognized it was truth. And they followed him because they wanted that truth. But no one in the world thought like him. Imagine being a person that does not have a crony on the side. You know? You are the only one that thinks like you. How much strength and stamina would you have if you were the only one in your gang?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, right. He has some true peace. And
yes.
I mean, confidence, can you imagine?
Yes, he knew who he was in God. And we have to get to that same point. Yes, blessed.
Oh, he was so assured. My God, how wonderful that is. And he came so that we, that is true abundance and peace.
Mm-hmm.
When you can be who you are and not give a care at all about what anyone else should think, because you are walking in that thing that you were created for, and it is all good.
Absolutely.
If you could get to that place, talk about total peace. Talk about having everything you need. Talk about every need being met. Talk about walking in purpose. Talk about being an encourager. Talk about being able to give. My God, how powerful we could be.
Yes.
If we could just get to that place.
Yes.
And the other scripture that I looked at and thought about was 1 John 3:8. He said that he came to destroy the works of the devil. Remember, he came because of the sin of Adam, because of what Satan was able to do, not just to Adam, but to our covenant with God, to the earth, and all things in it. He came to restore everything, to put things back in their proper place, to make things the way God had intended to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So when you think about that, this is our welcome home gift. You know, this is our come back to your senses gift. You know, the reality is we already lost our mind.
That is true.
We lost our mind. We came here born into sin. We lost our mind.
First book, third chapter. We were kicked out of Eden.
That's right. You know how it says the earth was null and void. It was in chaos. That is exactly how we are before we know Jesus. We are in a state of chaos. We have no real clue as to what's going on. And then what the worst of it is that many of us think we have a clue.
Yes.
We don't even know that we're lost.
Yes. We think we're in control.
Absolutely. So you have to remember, this is a major celebration in the lives of Christians, and I want us to remember the greatest gift. I mean, people say it all the time. No, Jesus is the reason for the season, as they go and spend all their money. Listen, Jesus is the reason for the season. Don't get caught up and lose yourself. You know, we're dealing with hard economic times. The stores are already prepared. They are discounting like crazy.
Yes, they are.
Okay?
Yes.
You know, I don't know if people have noticed this, but over the years, they went from throwing their discounts down on the 26th of December to having it throughout the month of December. That tells you something about where the economy is going. Those malls are packed because people are thinking that they're getting a bargain. Let me tell you something. The stores planned to sell this stuff at 50 and 60% off anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's some accountants in the room.
Yes, it was part of their strategy, part of their plan. It makes you feel like you're getting a deal. You're going out and you're spending your money, and there's nothing wrong with that. Let me tell you, I grew up with big Christmases. We gave a lot. I was an only child, so a little bit different for me anyway, right? I was the only till I was 20, so I was an only, and my brother was an only. So Christmas was a little bit different in our house. So I understand the whole gift giving part of it, but don't get caught up. It is not about the gift. It is about the gift that already came.
Mm-hmm. I have to say that it's not about you. It's not about you. I've been saying, why is it that on Jesus's birthday everybody else gets gifts? On my birthday, no one else gets gifts but me. But on Jesus' birthday, everybody gets gifts. So I'm challenging the world to give Jesus the best gift you can give him, and that's your life.
That's right.
Your life.
That's right. Give him your life.
Yes.
For those of you who are out there thinking about, wow, how the year has gone by. Because, we think about Christmas and then we know right away a week later it's the end of the year and the beginning of a new year. And the energy completely shifts. It goes from being this wonderful, wild, exciting time to being kind of melancholy. I always felt like New Year's was melancholy. You know that the tree is going back up. The anticipation is over because you've given the gifts away. You know, we should do gifts on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
You know, seriously, we should do it then because the energy and the excitement is done, you know, and we act as if it's just a morbid thing that we're moving into the new year, you know, and in the Northeast it's cold, it's windy, the snow, the ice, you know, it's just not a good month, it's not a good time. But, oh, my goodness, if we could bring the energy of the holidays, that Thanksgiving to Christmas season into our new year, we can begin a year strong.
Yes.
And that's what we really need to do. 340 hours left until the new year becomes here. What can you do? What can you accomplish that you wanted to accomplish this year that you didn't get done? There are people that can really get something done. What can you do that you didn't get done all year long? Many of us have been procrastinating. Something that can maybe only take us a few hours, get it done. Finish something that you wanted to start and get done this year. Finish it. Don't go into the new year with it. Go into the new year with a new plan. Go ahead and finish it. Go into the new year with a new plan. Now, let's talk for a moment about the traits of successful people because we want to set ourselves up to be successful in 2012. My model for 2012 is it's all well in 2012. That's it.
Like
it's
that.
All well in 2012. So how are we going to make sure that 2012 is going to be a great year? Well, we're going to learn how to make a plan. We're going to learn how to walk with it. We're going to learn how to walk it out. We're going to learn how to deal with those roadblocks. We are going to actually be strategic. You know, I started looking at the traits of successful people. There's so many of them. I just want to share five quickly, okay? Successful people work hard at improving themselves, and they never quit. If you want to be a successful person, you have to be willing to change.
Mm-hmm.
You can't think that, you know it all, this worked for you before, and nobody can tell you any different. You know what? Let me tell you. You might have done something before, it might have worked well, and you know what? It may be something that will continue to work for the next 100 years. But if God is a progressive God, He's going to at some point want you to shift from your area of comfort into another place. So while that thing may still work, you might be working the wrong thing. You have to be willing to change and to move and to grow and take the next steps. Successful people never think that they're done working on themselves. They are very comfortable in the fact that there's always something for them to learn, always a way for them to grow, always a way for them to expand, always, always, always. They don't even feel less than because they don't have it all. We need to get to a point where we don't feel less than just because we have more growing to do.
Mm-hmm.
More growth doesn't mean that you've got it wrong. It just means that you have more growing to do.
Yeah.
Right?
You
I mean, that's
stop.
All. Simple
yeah,
as that.
It.
You never stop.
No.
So they work hard at improving themselves. They also, listen to what this says. What it does not say is they work hard at putting other people down so that they can feel better. They work hard at nitpicking on others. They work hard at scrutinizing what other people are doing. No. They don't have to put anyone down to feel greater. They just build themselves up to feel greater. And so they work hard on improving themselves.
Amen.
The other thing that successful people do, they take responsibility. Their life, when they hit a roadblock, it's not because of something someone else did, something someone else said. Even if they followed their leader, it's not because the leader went down the wrong road. It's because they didn't recognize the signs that they were going down the wrong road.
No, absolutely.
They take responsibility. And in taking responsibility, they stop, they assess, you know, this is what happened wrong, let's not do that again. They get up and they move on, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
They get up
right.
and move on. That's Donnie McCurkin's song, right? You
yes.
get back up again.
You get back in line.
You gotta get up. You can't lay on the ground forever. What are you going to do, let people run over you? No. You got to get back up again. Take responsibility. The other thing that successful people do, they see the future, but they live in the now. They see the future, but they live in the now. See, we often get caught up in the future. One day I'm going to have this, I'm going to accomplish this, I'm going to do this. But in the meantime, you're not even living now. Some people are working so hard for the future, they're not enjoying their now. you think about all the people that are working so that their kids can have all this stuff. And then you have kids growing up raising themselves because their parents are so busy working. And what they really want is a parent that's going to be there to listen, to talk to watch a movie with. You know what I mean? Like the simple things in life.
Yeah,
to know that they're really there.
Absolutely.
So don't be so caught up in seeing the future that you're not living in the now. You know, when I was studying and reading up on this, the traits of successful people, one of the things that they said, you know, when they sit down and have a meal, they sit down and enjoy it. You know, they're not rushing through life. They have that lingering dinner. They talk with their friends. You know, they have rich relationships with people.
Yes.
But do they notice the trends of what's going on? Absolutely. Do they pay attention to, you know, so that they can move the proper way? Absolutely. They move when they're supposed to, but they enjoy life in the process. Don't work so hard that you don't enjoy life in the process. If you're on that hamster treadmill, you need to get off. You know that little hamster wheel?
Most of us are living
that way. Yeah. We're living on that hamster wheel, and we need to stop. The other thing that they do not procrastinate. They make a plan, and they work the plan. They don't wait for the optimum conditions. They don't wait until the weather's perfect. They don't wait until they have the new car. They don't wait until the children are growing up. They don't wait until they have the education. They go ahead and they start doing what they need to do right now. They do what they can now.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get to the point later, they do what they can then.
Right, exactly.
You see, some of us are waiting until the moment is perfect. All right, I'm going to go back to school when the money appears. I'm going to go back to school when my kids are grown up. I'm going to go back to school when my kids are in school full time. I'm going to go back to school when this person agrees. No. Start now.
And you miss a lot
of
blessings.
I don't care if you have to take half a class.
Yes,
oh, yes.
Exactly. You miss so many blessings living not in the now. Not in the now. You miss so much.
you do. You really, because God is blessing now.
Mm-hmm.
You have to remember, God is a blessing. He can't help but bless. So if you are not recognizing the blessings in your life, experiencing them, if you don't believe you have them, something is wrong with your mental picture. It is not that there's all this stuff going on. Let me tell you, no matter what goes on in my life, I always have things that I could sit back and say, I am so grateful. I'm so thankful. I can praise God for something in my life. And when I tell God, you know, if you never did another thing for me in my life, I could still praise you the rest of my days. I really mean that. He has done so much for me that if he did absolutely nothing ever again, I could still praise him the rest of my days. Because
Amen.
The place where I sit right now is a fantastic place to be. Why? Because I know him. If all I had was the fact that I knew him, I still have everything that I need.
Absolutely.
And you have to really begin to look at the richness of the blessings we have. Look at other countries. Look at other people. Look at how they live. They're praying for rain. They're praying for food. They're praying for the ability to have warmth and to have shelter. They're praying so that there's no war in their land. Mike, we don't live under those kinds of conditions.
Mm-hmm.
That alone is such a blessing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
is. You know, be thankful to live paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
That means there's a paycheck. You know what I'm saying? You know, be thankful for the the money that you have. It may be little, but be thankful for it.
Exactly.
Learn how to manage the little. Don't look at the little and say it's not enough. Look at the little and say, how can I manage it? Father, show me how to steward it.
Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, even if you don't have a paycheck, he would also do the same thing.
Oh,
for
please.
He will provide.
He most definitely will.
I am a living witness to this.
He will most definitely provide
every need that you have, even if you do not have money. Because I keep, you know, I let people know that the currency of heaven is faith.
Absolutely.
He doesn't need our money.
That's right.
We did that. He don't need our money.
That's funny because I always say use your faith as currency. I always say that.
Exactly.
It's the truth.
We need a fake debit card. That's what we do.
Oh my gosh, I love that. You know, but that, you know, the Bible tells you that without faith, it is impossible to please Him. You have to have faith. And the other thing that I wanted to share tonight about, you know, successful people is that they don't complain. They find solutions. Mm-hmm. They don't complain. We murmur, bicker, complain all the time. And you know what? It's not enough when we complain and, you know, you call that one friend that you always complain to. And then, you know, you finish complaining with them for a couple of hours and you call the next one and you start complaining. And then a few days later, you call the next person and you begin to complain until you did your little circle and you start with the first one all over again. Successful people don't do that. They don't complain. You know, somebody said something to me, I think it was last week, and they were talking about illness. And they said, all illness is you listening to the wrong sound. That's all it is, you listening to the wrong sound, because everything has a voice. And that really hit me, it resonated in me, because, you know, the Bible talks about not murmuring, backbiting, complaining. It talks about not doing that. Think about the energy, you know, how you feel, your attitude, what surrounds you emotionally when you start complaining. You feel a heaviness, you feel a tiredness, you feel a weight. But my goodness, when you start laughing and enjoying life and focusing on things that are positive, how light the energy around you is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really is true. They don't stay stuck in complaining. They find solutions to the issue. They really think. They connect. And they don't find it an embarrassment to fail, because they fail up to success.
I like that.
Get
fail
that?
Up to success.
They fail up to success.
Okay. All right.
That is what successful people do. So I want to share what I'm going to be doing in 2012. I'm so excited about this, because I really believe that one of the reasons why people are struggling with getting things accomplished is that they don't know how to plan it.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's so simple. And mentally what happens is that we get in our own way.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get out of our way so that we can be successful. And so what I'm going to be doing in the new year is I'm starting a new coaching program that is 6 sessions to show people the tools that they need in order to plan whatever they need to plan, whatever it is. It's
okay.
The same tools. It doesn't matter if it's a personal vision, if it's a vision for your company, your ministry, a vision for your family. It doesn't matter if it's one goal that you're trying to accomplish. It is the same exact steps for whatever it is that you're trying to plan. The question is how many steps you have to take based on what it is you're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if it's a whole vision, it's a whole lot of steps, a whole lot of things to break down. If it's one goal, it's very, very simple. And so in the program that I'm going to be creating, I'll talk the next time we do this next month, I will roll it out so that people can hear exactly what the plan is.
Okay.
It is so simple. It really is. It is so simple. But it is 2 sessions where we're going to have private coaching sessions with just me and the other person, and 3 sessions where we're going to have a group, and then 1 session where it's going to be a special coaching session that I'm not telling anyone what that is. And it's really just for people who really want to learn how to get past it once and for all.
Yes.
Once and for all. How do I really get this accomplished once and for all? You've been making plans. Listen, you've even been doing the right thing. Because not everyone is confused and stuck and frustrated and all that. A lot of people have joy. A lot of people have been seeding. They've been studying their word. They've been praying. And yet they're not quite where they want to be. It could be as simple as you just lack a skill.
Mm-hmm.
That could be all it is. It could just be that you lack a skill, that there's something that you don't know to do, and that's why you haven't done it.
Mm. That's heavy.
Simple as that.
Yeah,
isn't that amazing? Right?
It's
really
amazing. You're not doing it alone.
No.
So that's like, wow. When you have Christ in your corner and your plan, you know, as you're going to roll it out for the new year, oh my goodness, every door starts flying open. Ooh.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And you know what happens in the new year. People make plans, and then, you know, by February 1st, those plans are done.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, because they don't know what to do afterward.
No. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I'm just going to make a list. This is what I'm going to do. By December the 31st, you're like, oh, okay, I'll just make the same list next year. Yeah.
Right, because you know we all do that, right? That's what people do. They have the same list every year.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my God. This has been a wonderful, wonderful session with you. You know,
I love being here every month. Thank you so much for opening the doors.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for blessing the ministry. You know, we're about kingdom building. And we have to, we all have different skills. We all have different callings. And when you bring them all together, you're able to give people a buffet instead of just like a TV dinner. And at the ministry, that's what we want to do. So I want to remind everyone that starting January, your Minister Hovak's January session, she's going to have her own page at the Journey Home Outreach Ministry, which is www.sistapoochie.com, spelled S-I-S-T-A-P-O-O-C-H-I-E. And what we're going to do is link it up to her website, link it up to her conferences, and link it up to all of the resources that she has on my website, so you can contact her and continue to grow and learn. Life coaching, Christian life coaching, is wonderful.
Thank you so much. And if I could just say very quickly to everyone out there, you know, as you're doing your Christmas giving, please keep Journey Home Ministries in mind. Offer them something. If you can't do it for Christmas, do it as a New Year's seed. You know, the New Year is a fantastic month to give. So do it as a New Year's seed. Seed into the ministry. If you've been blessed by any of the shows that they offer out there, give a seed into that and watch what God does with it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much. Because I have a philosophy. I refuse to sell the Word of God. So we do need your help in order to keep all of this going. And if you want to tithe, you can go to the ministry's website, which I've given to you, and you can also just send in a love offering at the Journey Home Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 16341, Chicago, Illinois, 60616.
That's right.
We got two ways, okay? Do we take checks, credit cards, pennies, anything you got? With a dollar, it don't
Hey, it all works together, right?
It all works together for the goodness of the Lord, okay? That's what we're doing. Okay, before you go, you have to tell everybody about your Tuesday night show.
Tuesday nights, Frank is on spinning the best in gospel house music, if you enjoy that. It is on Tuesday from 8 until 9:15, and then promptly at 9:15, every Tuesday night, I come on with my segment called Kim's Couch, where I'm doing a life coaching segment for about 35, 40 minutes. And it is live on the internet at www.themastersgroove.com. So you could actually not only hear me, but you can see me every week, every Tuesday, just trying to encourage you to just get it done.
All right. Thank you so much for those words.
It is my pleasure. Be blessed, everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas holiday.
Okay. All right. Then I will definitely see you in January.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Remain blessed and continue to do the great work you're doing for the kingdom. You're definitely a blessing to that. All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I'll talk to you next month.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Take care.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I just love when Minister Hovak is on. You know, it gives me a chance to sit back and learn. Because, you know, you never stop learning no matter how old you are. There's always something for you. So definitely check out her and Frankie every Tuesday night at www.themastersgroove.com between 8 and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, we're going to roll with the show because, again, this is Jesus' birthday and we're excited. Our Lord and Savior is born. Nothing can even replace the joy that comes with this, because we know that he was only born to save us from our sin. Okay, so we're going to start off the show with Catherine Kendrick singing Silent Night. Thank you. Absolutely. Beautifully said. Christ the Savior is born. And that was Silent Night by Catherine Kendrick. If you want to contact her, you can actually email the ministry, SisterPoochie@SisterPoochie.com. That's SisterPoochie at SisterPoochie. Okay, next up on the mic is one new Journey Home Outreach Ministries family. Just I played them last weekend. We're definitely going to play them again. This is Away in the Manger by D.D. Praise, P-R-A-Z. Love the little P-R-A-Z. But this is Dad and Daughter, it stands for. So enjoy this. This is Away in the Manger. D.D. Praise. If you want to contact them, you can contact them at their Facebook page, www.facebook.com/DDPRAZ. Also, they have an album that's for sale, and if you go to the ministry's website, again, that's www.sisterpoochie.com, you can go to the artist contact tab, and there will be a link there if you are interested in purchasing his album. All right, next on the upon the mic is the whole cathedral choir with Ding Dong Merrily on High.
Ding dong merrily on high, and cast off our sorry. Ding dong.
Cathedral Choir with Ding Dong Merrily on High. And if you want to contact them, you can go to www.drewcent.com. Okay, next up on the mic is Catherine Kendricks and Roger Graham singing The Spirit of Christmas.
Yeah.
The Spirit of Christmas by Catherine Kendrick and Roger Graham. Roger is looking down from us from heaven, smiling, enjoying the season. Again, you can email the ministry's website, in email address at sisterpoochie@sisterpoochie.com. Okay, I just wanted to let everybody know that, you know, I just love this season because our Savior is born. And if you still find in your heart to give a love offering or a contribution to ministry so we can continue to have a platform for people to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, there's two ways that you can go to the website at www.sisterpoochie.com, S-T-A-P-O-O-I-E, and look. Are 501c3, so all contributions are tax deductible and they will be used to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. All right, now you didn't pick dance mix. Okay, so next up on my Christmas dance mix by DJ Frankie Vibe. And if you want to catch him, you can always catch him at his Facebook /Frankie.Vibe. And on Sunday, he has a ministry between 2 and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.959.com, and then 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.andsowetrust.com. As an enjoy, it's Christmas, it's Jesus' birthday, and here's the mix for the week.
Hey, this is DJ Frankie Vibe, and I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas from DJ Frankie Vibe. Christmas, everybody, from DJ Frankie Vibe.
That's a special Christmas mix by our resident DJ, Frankie Vibe. And that mix is actually for sale to help him in his musical ministry. So if you all go to the ministry's website, www.sistapoochie.com, spelled again, SISTAPOOCHIE.com, under the artist and contact information, you will find the how to purchase that mix from DJ Frankie Vibe. I've had a wonderful, absolutely wonderful time hosting this show. I feel so enriched by the people who are listening live and, of course, by the people who will listen later. And the words that Minister Hovak spoke over us, and the biggest thing that she taught us is the word shalom, which means peace abundantly. And that's what Christ gives us. Again, the ministry will be doing a lot of new things in the new year, and we need your help to get it done. So if you will open up your heart and open up your mind and open up your spirit and accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, we will be here to help you with that Christ walk. Also, if you want to give tithes, offerings, or contributions, you can go to the ministry's website, and all the information is there. We will be broadcasting on Christmas Eve, so you can put us on in the background and as you enjoy your time with your family and friends. Again, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you all, and may the peace of Christ abide in you today as in tomorrow and the day after that. Amen, amen, and amen. Okay, we're going to roll out of this show like we always do with Society Hill Music and How Great Thou Art. Everyone, have a blessed and peaceful week.